Good morning. 7:45 a.m., 11:25, 16. Friday, Black Friday. When Black Friday comes, it's here. It's here. I took the kid to school. I took the kid to work and came back and started to walk. Guys, I know I knew if I went inside, I would not come out again. It is frosty. Literally frosty. Everything is, well, not everything, but there's a lot of frost. There's a lot of frost around. Even frost in my beard. Where the moisture in my breath has condensed. And frozen my beard and mustache to my face. As I'm talking, I can feel it pulling. So it's like 20, 22 degrees. I got my long johns on. I'm walking fast. Because I want to get back for a short cup of coffee. So let's see, yesterday was... yesterday was a good day. Yesterday was, I did a lot of cooking, and I did a lot of prep, did a lot of cleaning, and my wife, bless her gizzard, cleaned up. There wasn't much to clean up, because I had done a load of dishes while we were waiting for the last of the vegetables to cook. A few pots and pans, everything else went into the dishwasher, but it was very much appreciated because usually I wind up doing both the cooking and the cleanup. After lunch, after dinner, it was late dinner, close to 2 o'clock before things got going, because I didn't want to cook while people were still asleep. Or more specifically, I don't care if the girls are asleep, but my wife's doesn't get that many good nights of sleep, so I didn't want to rattle around in the kitchen while she was trying to enjoy the last of her morning, the last of her night before facing the morning. So things got delayed by about an hour, so lunch was, our Thanksgiving feast was at 2 o'clock instead of 1 o'clock, after which we played Cards Against Humanity, which resulted in much jocularity, a great deal of laughter, so much laughter we could only, play one game. Because we were so exhausted from laughing. Yes, it makes me giggle thinking about it. I'm not going to share. If you've played Cards Against Humanity, you know exactly. If not the exact things that I'm talking about, then at least you have some sense of just how wrong, hilariously wrong, things can go. Ooh, sun. Oh, thank you. I won't have it for very long, but I'll accept whatever warmth I can get for however long I have it. It's chilly. So the rules of engagement for walking this winter. Single digits are an automatic no. I'm not going to come out one that's single digits or lower, because we may go into negative double digits. I'm not walking in either. Snow, I'm going to have to take it by ear. Ice, if we get an ice storm, I'm not going to walk on the ice. But assuming I'm otherwise healthy, assuming there isn't some other problem, some unforeseen obstacle, I may wait and go later in the morning, for example, as we have another few days of getting shorter. And on the other side, I may want to wait till sun is up a little higher, just to take the edge off the overnight cold. But we're going to see what we can do. We're going to see how long we can keep the string alive. So the good news is I'm still not playing Minecraft. I've been drawn to it. My wife is building a wonderful vanilla Minecraft world. She just put in a lighthouse. But I am still in very much self-care mode, still working on getting my head back where it needs to be so I can dig into the stories again. I need to get it done. Excuse me. There's Quarter Share is going in a new anthology. For promotional purposes, Kindle only, of course. I think it's going to be 99 cents. And there are 8 of us, including Glenn Stewart, who does the Hand of Mars. And Audrey Fay, I don't know which one she's going to put in, probably one of the KarmaCore ones. Michelle Diener, who did Class 5. I think I just reviewed Dark Horse recently in Peer Reviewed. What did I review this morning? It was, it was Kathy Bennett, a deadly blessing. I don't usually read too far outside my norm. I don't usually read much beyond science fiction, fantasy, and the occasional romance. But Kathy Bennett came. I don't remember how Kathy Bennett's name came up. Maybe it was. Where's a book bub? or a book barbarian or a book gorilla or something. Where I picked up the book, first book for free, and then went through the next two books. It's a four-book series, Maddie Devine. And I don't really know why, since it's so far out of my norm. Monk Post. The characters were very well done. The reality, the feel of the reality, to use a high-floating term, the verisimilitude was very high. And there's a reason for that. Kathy Bennett used to be, I don't know if she still is, a member of the LAPD. So life on the other side of the badge plays an important role in these stories. Not just in solving the crime, but in how do you deal with being put in a position where you have to deal with some really awful things. And I enjoyed it. I read the first three, as I just realized yesterday when I posted the review. There's a fourth book out. I haven't read it. But, Kathy Bennett, A Deadly Blessing. It was really quite good. So yeah, it's not like I'm not writing anything. It's not like I'm not doing anything. It's not like I'm just sitting around staring into space or playing EVE Online all the time. But yesterday in particular was definitely not sitting around playing EVE Online all the time. It was definitely a lot more. A lot more effort. I'm warming up. Walking in the sun. Walking in sunshine. Most of the trees have lost their leaves. And I'm going to have to spend some amount of time in the next 3 or 4 days running a lawnmower and bagging the leaves that are in the backyard. A process that would be best served by doing it a little bit at a time, because there's so much. Her dog. I saw a goose earlier. I didn't hear it. There weren't any goose noises. So yeah, today's gonna be Friday. I've gotta go pick up the kid. I've gotta figure out something to do with leftover turkey for dinner. Maybe I'll make a turkey pie. Generally, I make a turkey mushroom gravy pasta dish. We've had a lot of pasta lately. Flickers. Holy cow, look at all the flickers. Three of them all around that one tree. On the last street. There I am. Not the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.